The Trend Reporter is a production of iHeartRadio.
Looking for a product mentioned on The Trend Reporter? Check out our Amazon page to shop the show. Also, check out my Instagram and YouTube for more beauty and wellness coverage, including tutorials, fun photos, some reels, and much more. Links in the show notes. I'm journalist and beauty obsessive, Mara Schiavocampo. Trends are constantly changing. There's something new in beauty and wellness every day. That can be a lot to keep up with. So let me do the work for you. I'm here to tell you everything you want to know about the trends you should know. Today on The Trend Reporter, back by popular demand, Trader Joe's best and worst. Food influencer Madeline Thomas, aka Trader Jolene, is back to help me taste and review their newest products.
I had to stop my family from eating those because the bag really looks delicious.
What you should definitely try.
I could see easily devouring a bag of these in front of the television.
And what we wish we hadn't.
Absolutely not.
I said no, man.
Absolutely not.
Can I spit it out?
I wish we had a spit bowl.
Everything you want to know about the trends worth knowing.
Madeline, I'm so glad that you're here.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be back.
This is a very special episode because, first of all, it's the first time I've been in the studio since February of 2020. And it's the first time that we've ever met in person. This is our third episode together, but first time meeting. So thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me. This is exciting. Everything smells delicious.
And you're not affiliated with Trader Joe's at all.
Not at all.
And do you feel like it, like, do they like these fan sites or do you feel like there's pushback or do you not have any interaction with them whatsoever?
I mean, I feel like if I was running Trader Joe's, I would love that there are people doing like guerrilla marketing for my company that are bringing people into the store, getting people hyped about product, getting people excited to try new things. At the same time, as a business owner, I would feel very uncomfortable with so many different people that I don't know that could just do whatever and say whatever, and you have no control over, you know, what they say about your products or your brand. So I could see how they could hate us and love us.
So we're going to try a bunch of fall stuff. I feel like fall is really where Trader Joe's, like, that's their time because that's pumpkin time.
Yes, fall and Christmas. It just... everything is out and about.
So this is like game time.
It's on.
Trader Joe's game time.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to tell you something that may surprise you. I had never been to Trader Joe's before I went to buy this stuff. I know. I've eaten Trader Joe's food before, but it's always been procured by other people. So this is a true story. You're looking at me like I'm just saying it for... no, this is not for the likes. This is not for the content. This is true. So that was my first time going. And I had a list of things that you suggested. And then I also had some leeway to pick things that I thought looked either amazing or potentially disgusting. Like, I want to be surprised either way. Tell me about the stuff that you said. Like, you sent me a list of stuff, like, heavy on the pumpkin. Do you find that, like, pumpkin works in a lot of different kinds of foods? Or is it better for the sweet? Is it better for the savory? Like, what's the deal with the pumpkin obsession?
I think that the pumpkin obsession just comes from people being so ready to pop into the next season before it's even, like, the second back to school starts, everybody wants their pumpkin spice latte, their Halloween costumes, their, you know, their skull planters and everything from Trader Joe's. So I feel like the second, like, September hits, everybody's, like, ready for pumpkin, and then Trader Joe's just goes for it. And this year they came out with, like, 97 new pumpkin items.
Okay, it doesn't surprise me to hear that because I felt like literally every item in the store was like pumpkin spice this, pumpkin that. I'm like, how many different ways? How did we get here?
And then you're starting to think like, what things shouldn't be pumpkin?
Right. Now, are you a big pumpkin fan? Are you all here for it? Or do you think it should be reserved for just some special items?
I definitely am along the lines of it should be reserved for a couple special items. I like the idea of maple. I think maple's a fun fall flavor. I like nutmegs and cinnamons and all those warm spices. But pumpkin, I mean, it doesn't do much for me. So it's exciting to see how Trader Joe's makes it so versatile. They do sweet things. They do, you know, sweet things, savory things, hot things, cold things, all using pumpkin. But I only think I like about like a handful of pumpkin items, you know.
I do wonder how we got here, though.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, pumpkin's cool, but it's not that great.
I think Starbucks got us here with their pumpkin spice latte, and it just...
It snowballs.
Absolutely.
So let's see how Trader Joe's did with that assignment. Not everything we're tasting is pumpkin, but it is heavy on the pumpkin because it is pumpkin season. So it'll be fun to see what you think. But almost everything on this list was recommended by you. And we're going to taste them together. So these are not necessarily new fall items. Some are new for fall, and some are just classic staples.
100%.
So we're going to try them out, and then we're going to give our opinion whether this is a go, it's a go, like go get it, or trade or no. Okay?
Yes.
So let's get to it. We have a lot of things to taste here. We have a mix of snacks. We have a mix of entrees. Why don't we start with these? I've been dying to taste these pretzels. So you recommended these pretzels. I want to read the exact name. Hang on one second.
They are the pumpkin spiced teeny tiny pretzels.
Okay. So why don't you tell me about these? So what are these? What's the name of them and describe them to
okay.
me?
These are the pumpkin spiced teeny tiny pretzels. They are cute mini pretzels covered in a yogurt coating and then spiced with pumpkin seeds that brings all the flavors and notes of ginger and nutmeg and cardamom. And allspice and all of the delicious fall flavors that we're used to in a tiny little delicious pretzel.
Did you do that off the top of your head? You were such a Trader Joe's expert. Oh my God, that was epic. Okay, so I had to stop my family from eating those because the bag really looks delicious. So there are these teeny tiny pretzels. Here, taste with me. They're like yogurt coated, so let's give it a shot. You've had these before. Okay, so what's your take? Tell me about what do you think about these? It's a go or trade or no?
I think it's a go. They taste right now, I'm not really getting that much of that nutmeg, cardamom, cinnamon. I'm getting a lot of yogurt and pretzel. Are you feeling the same?
These are delicious.
They taste.
This is like a run, don't walk.
Yeah.
I could see easily devouring a bag of these in front of the television.
Absolutely.
And then like pouring the extra like little crumbs out and eating those too.
Directly right. into your mouth.
These are delicious. So it's crunchy, covered in yogurt, has that pumpkin seasoning. But what's also nice, it has a little bit of salt to it, like almost like a kettle corn vibe.
That makes you just, after you have that crunch and that little salt, it makes you just want to go back for another one. And since they're so small, you're like, what, 20 of these probably equal a real pretzel, right?
Exactly. These are delicious. And I haven't had breakfast, so I'm going to take one more. Okay. So are these available year round or is this only for the fall?
This is a fall item only, and it's a limited time. So grab them while you can, because one day they'll be there and the next day they will be gone.
Do you know when they stop selling them?
No. You know what? Trader Joe's actually does their best to kind of predict how much of a product they're going to need and how popular it's going to be during the season. And then they just try to buy like perfectly and then adjust for the following year.
I see. So they place these orders, they make the predictions, they get the stuff in stores, and when it's gone, it's gone.
Yep. And then next year they calibrate.
Based on the performance of the previous year. That's really interesting. Mm-hmm. Okay, so run, don't walk. These pumpkin spice pretzels are amazing. Okay, so we're going to move on to dips now. So we have three. Chocolate hummus, which I chose because how could you pass it up? I'm very confused and also very much looking forward to this. Pumpkin four cheese Greek style yogurt dip. Sounds like it could be fantastic or a complete disaster. And pumpkin spice hummus. Again, made me question why we need to put pumpkin spice in everything. However, could be amazing. So which one do you want to start with? Your pick.
Let's start with the oldest product first.
Okay.
Which is the chocolate hummus.
Okay. So we're doing the chocolate hummus. We are using... What are these?
Scoops?
Fritos. We
Fritos
are using
scoops?
Fritos scoops to taste these. I had bought something that was a little milder in flavor, but my family ate all of it over the weekend. So we're using Fritos scoops. Okay, so which one are we trying? The chocolate?
Let's go with the chocolate.
Okay. Let's see. It smells incredibly chocolatey, like super dark chocolatey. Oh, much better than I expected. It just tastes like a creamy chocolate.
I feel like it smells like chocolate, but I don't know if I taste chocolate that much.
You don't taste chocolate? Oh, no, I'm getting 100% chocolate. I feel like I'm eating a chocolate bar.
I always eat like really delicious dark chocolate from Trader Joe's, so this chickpea hummus is not giving me that.
What's going on with the chocolate hummus? What's in it? What does it taste like? Talk us through it.
So this chocolate hummus, the second you open it up, you are just hit in the face with a waft of chocolate. It smells like chocolate. but then it's creamy and soft, and it's filled with chickpeas. I feel like the perfect vehicle for the chocolate hummus would probably be either a plantain chip, so you could kind of have that banana chocolate combo, or maybe a graham cracker, or maybe like a slice of apple. Dessert hummus is a completely new category that I feel like Trader Joe's really almost discovered. I never heard of dessert hummus until the chocolate hummus came about. So the chocolate hummus is so popular at Trader Joe's that they made the pumpkin spice hummus this year because they wanted to continue in that dessert hummus category. So it's obviously something that people love, but if you're a dark chocolate lover who really loves chocolate, I mean, I don't know if the hummus is going to cut it.
Right. But I also feel like this is something that a little goes a long way. Like you couldn't eat a ton of this because it's so creamy. It's so rich. It's so dense. So if you are looking for a little dessert fix, or if you're feeling like peckish, or it's late at night and you just want a little something, yeah. Like you mentioned peanut butter, I could totally see like doing this with a spoonful of peanut butter. It tastes like a little Reese's cup. I'm all about it. I say it's a go. What do you say?
I say it's a go. It's definitely something delicious to try. And if you're looking for like a low calorie option to add a little sweetness to anything, I mean, you could add this to ice cream. You could add this to your cereal, add this to your oatmeal. I mean, I think you could do a lot with the chocolate hummus.
Okay, so then you said the pumpkin spice hummus is a dessert hummus then. It's along the same lines. Tell me about this pumpkin spice. I will be honest, this plate right now, we have these three dips on it, the pumpkin spice hummus, the yogurt dip, and the chocolate hummus. It looks like a plate of poo.
I agree. It's a rough looking plate.
It's not appetizing. We got to zhuzh this plate. This is not ready for the gram.
You guys are lucky you can't see this right now because it's a rough looking plate. But this pumpkin spice hummus, the color of it, it looks like something that you would see on the floor at the zoo.
Yes, it looks like something my dog threw up. It is terrible. Well, let's pause there and let's taste it.
Yes.
All right, I'm going to smell it first. You know, you eat with your eyes often, and this is not, my eyes are not loving this. It smells good, though. It smells extremely pumpkin-y.
It smells really sweet.
Really sweet. Yeah, you can smell, like, the sugar. All right.
Pumpkin pie filling.
Oh.
Put it on a graham cracker, Mara.
All right, let me taste it by itself. As you can see my face. Describe my face.
It's like, mm-mm.
My face is saying, Trader, no. Let me try it alone.
It's not meant for a chip, I don't think. It's like pumpkin pie filling.
Mm-mm. This is a hard pass.
Ooh.
Are we disagreeing?
I mean, it's not an item that I would want to eat all the time, but then at the same time, I thought it was going to be so bad. And then when I tasted it, it tasted like pumpkin pie filling, which is good, but it's not something I would like be craving to have like a cold pumpkin pie filling.
So how would you eat this? And what time of day? Is this dessert?
This is a little midday snack.
Okay.
You eat this with a little graham cracker or a slice of apple. I mean, they say you could eat it with a spoon, but I don't think that's best.
So is this a go for you?
I mean, it's not like I would want to eat this again, but I think it's an interesting try.
Okay. So we're a little split, which means I encourage anyone listening to try it for yourself. Okay, so then we have this other one that I think could go either way. This is the pumpkin four cheese Greek style yogurt dip. And it says it's a savory, creamy pumpkin dip with shredded Monterey Jack and sharp cheddar cheeses, cream cheese, and Parmesan cheese. And the serving instructions are that you heat it. So it's supposed to be in the microwave. So this is giving me like artichoke spinach dip vibes, like a kind of a warm, yogurty, extremely cheesy dip. Tell me about this pumpkin yogurt dip.
This is brand spanking new.
This is brand. So this is a Trader Joe's fans alert. This is a brand new product. And it sounds very, very promising. The idea of a yogurty cheesy dip sounds really good. So should we give it a shot?
Mara, what would you imagine putting this on if you had your dream vehicle?
I would do this with pita chips.
Okay, yeah.
Because, you know, that's Greek yogurt. I'm thinking they'll go together. But let's see. Right now, we're eating them with Frito scoops because that's all we got.
It's very lumpy. There's like texture in it.
Yes, but I like that. It's like I said, it's reminding me of artichoke spinach dip.
Yeah.
So I have very high hopes for this. It smells extremely yogurty. It smells like just yogurt. All right, let's give it a shot. Now I'm nervous. Absolutely not.
I said no, man.
Absolutely not.
Can I spit it out?
I wish we had a spit bowl.
I want a spit bowl.
That is one of the most disgusting things I've ever had in my entire life. We have to swallow it now, man.
It's revolting, Mara. Do I have to swallow it?
We have to because we don't have any place to spit it out.
Oh, that is revolting.
I'm so glad that wasn't the last thing we ate. Because to have that taste in my mouth for the rest of the day, I'd have to go home and crawl in bed. That is revolting. How many people did it have to go through to get approval to be sold as a pumpkin item fall? This is their Super Bowl. They're like, it's fall. It's pumpkin spice time. And somebody gave this the green light?
Mara, on the Trader Joe's frequent flyer, it says that this is commonly enjoyed with a spoon.
By who? Find him. Find her. Bring them here.
Bring them here. I want
to
see their face.
I want to talk to this person with no taste buds. Oh, my God.
I've never tasted anything that the word revolting was the first words that came to my mind.
I think it's repulsive.
It's spicy. There's so much flavor going on. And then the texture just, it weirds me out. There's like little lumps of is it Greek yogurt or?
It's too yogurty.
There's a little, maybe it almost feels like feta lumps. That's how they feel in my mouth.
Yeah.
And it's hot and yogurty and there's just nothing that makes you want to go back for another bite.
The pumpkin four cheese Greek style yogurt dip, is that a go or a Trader no?
That is a Trader no.
That is an absolute hell no. Trader hell no.
Trader heck no.
All right, let's move on now to kind of dinner foods, the entrees. So I'm really excited to try something with you that you've not tried before. So we have the rice cauliflower and butternut squash risotto. We have, okay, so the reason I wanted to try this one, this was one I chose. Mm-hmm. It's the pumpkin cream sauce. And then I said, well, if we're doing a pasta sauce, we need a pasta with it. So I thought I would choose something fun there, too. So I chose the brown rice and quinoa fusilli pasta. So we're going to try the brown rice and quinoa fusilli pasta with pumpkin cream sauce. And then two things from the air fryer, which I'm very excited about. I have very high hopes for these. Please don't let me down. Butternut squash mac and cheese bites and breaded fried ravioli. So which one do you want to start with? Your pick.
I want to try the one I've never had before.
Let's do it. Okay, so we are trying the rice cauliflower and butternut squash risotto. Now, this has not been zhuzhed at all. I feel like if I were doing this at home and tasting as I cook, I'd do olive oil, I would do salt, I would do some Parmesan. Like, we would zhuzh it. But this is just, like, straight out of the package, heated per instructions, and now we're going to taste it. Oh, it does not smell good, Madeline.
Where's that salt you brought, Mara?
Yeah, it needs major zhuzhing. However, it has potential. I feel like salt, Parmesan, olive oil.
Pepper,
or some like red pepper flakes.
Oh, definitely red pepper flakes.
It might.
That actually would make this mustard perfect with all the things.
So this is a little hollow. It's almost like a baked potato with nothing on it. All
it's right. Funny to call it a risotto because when you're used to eating risotto, it's creamy.
This is not creamy at all. The cauliflower is like riced, so those little pieces are totally separate from each other. They're not like cohesive at all. It's a little liquidy. I think that's part of the problem is the marketing. They can't call it risotto if it's going to be this.
If it's going to be chunky, because you have the chunky cauliflower.
Chunks of butternut squash.
For some reason, it seems so under-seasoned.
So under-seasoned.
Like wildly under-seasoned. Like when you bite into the butternut squash, it's almost like water comes out of it.
Mm-hmm. I'm really trying to give this a shot. I really, really, really am. It's not awful.
It needs some seasoning, some love, some butter. Butter.
It needs love.
It needs a lot of love.
Maybe some chicken stock.
Man, you got to just reinvent this whole dish. Then
you might as well cook it from scratch.
Right, and maybe just don't use cauliflower then if you're just going to do it.
Right. Just make it need some, you know, arborio rice. And let's just make risotto. So but it's not terrible.
It's not terrible.
And if you're looking to eat healthier and maybe you want something that gives you that risotto taste, you know, it fills that craving.
You want like a low carb.
Right. So is this, in your book, is this a go or a Trader no?
I'm going to give it a Trader no. And it's also not filling. So it's not flavorful or filling. So I'd have to give it a Trader no.
Yeah, I'm not loving it. I'm not loving it even a little bit. Okay, so let's try the next one. Which you pick. Which one do you want to try?
Let's do the crispy raviolis.
Okay. I'm very, very excited about these. On the package, they show one open with the cheese oozing out of it, and it looks amazing. These are breaded fried ravioli. I don't see how you could possibly go wrong with breaded and fried ravioli.
Let's do it.
That's good.
Mara, when these come hot out of the air fryer, you put a little bit of pink salt on it, a little bit of fresh basil leaf. You dip it in your favorite marinara sauce.
Oh, I can so see it. I am all here for this.
So good.
So describe these.
This is a ravioli that's completely breaded and fried, filled with mozzarella cheese. And they're just so good. I mean, when you, especially when they're hot, crispy out of the air fryer, I mean, they just hit in the perfect way. Your teeth goes right through them and you just want to keep eating more and more of them.
Yeah, these are absolutely delicious. The breading is so good. The breading I can see has like little, I don't know if it's parsley or what it is, but
little Italian seasoning.
Yeah,
maybe.
It has some Italian seasoning in there. The cheese is delicious. This is amazing. So, and in marinara sauce, game over. Is this a Trader no? Is this a go or a Trader no?
Oh, this is a Trader go, go, go.
This is
run.
A go, go, go. This is a run, don't walk.
Run, don't walk. I buy these by two bags because I know that it's good to eat them by yourself. And then if you have company, it's so quick for a side dish. Mm-hmm. Just pop these in the...
I feel like my kids would love these too.
Absolutely.
Okay. These are a winner. Absolute winner. Okay. So next we have the brown rice and quinoa fusilli pasta with pumpkin cream sauce. I got to be honest, I'm not looking forward to this. I had to cook the pasta twice. Because the package instructions say 7 to 10 minutes. Now, I'm Italian. My pasta has to be al dente. Like, eating overcooked pasta is a sin. So I did 7 minutes. I set the Google timer so that I could try it. And if it needed more, it can stay in longer. But you can't undo it. At 7 minutes, it was like mush already. So I'm like, well, why do the package instructions say 7 to 10 if 7 is like, who could cook it for 10 minutes? So then I cooked it for 4 because I knew we'd microwave it to heat it up. So it should be okay. But that is making me have a grudge against this pasta. So let's see how it tastes.
Bon appetit.
Meh. It's like, kind of like eating air.
I agree. I taste nothing. It seems like the food you would feed to a 5-year-old.
Yeah. Or...
it has no flavor.
Like, remember The Matrix when they ate that stuff like just for sustenance?
Yes.
Oh, that's what this reminds me of. Like, it'll keep you from dying. You won't starve.
Oh, no.
Well, here's the sauce tastes like nothing.
It needs a little salt because it just doesn't taste like anything.
Okay, well, describe it if you can. Describe the texture, the sauce. Sauce is a little sweet, I feel like.
I put a little salt on it just now.
Okay. Did that improve it?
It definitely did, because now I'm tasting some salt.
Right. Now you're just tasting salt. This will taste like whatever you put on it. So what's your take on the pasta? Pasta's really good.
The pasta is good. The sauce is very bland.
The pasta, the texture is really good. And the taste is really good. So the brown rice and quinoa fusilli pasta, is it a go or a Trader no?
For the pasta by itself, it's a go.
Okay. I'm with you on that. Pasta is a go. The sauce is just... meh. It's like a white wall.
Absolutely a white wall. It's a no. It's a Trader no.
Trader no. We can live without it. Okay, so then this is the last one. These are butternut squash mac and cheese bites. They're little balls. Tell me about these. Describe them to me.
Okay, so... there has been macaroni and cheese bites at Trader Joe's before, and they were really popular. And then they came out with butternut squash macaroni and cheese, which is a fan favorite. Everybody loves it. So this year, they did a fun thing of combining the two, taking the butternut macaroni and cheese and putting it into a ball. So it's in a fried little ball with air fry instructions. So it sounds super promising.
So when you say butternut squash mac and cheese, is there pasta in this, or is it all... butternut squash.
There's pasta in it, but the butternut squash like helps make the component of the cheese.
I see. So you're using that as like part of the creamy agent in there.
Absolutely.
Okay. And what? Why? Why do that? Is it healthier? Does it give it a nice flavor?
I think it's definitely healthier. And it also, you know, ties into that autumn vibe, that autumn feeling. Instead of just having regular mac and cheese, you're having that butternut squash. And I think people, it's funny, Trader Joe's actually wanted this product to be a pumpkin macaroni and cheese ball. But no matter how many iterations they did of it, the tasting panel hated it. So they ended up making a butternut squash mac and cheese ball. And that recipe is the one we're tasting today.
You know, it's funny. Like, how did the panel approve this four cheese yogurt? Like, if they actually are going through testing again, it's beyond us. Okay, so let's try these mac and cheese balls. These are cute. They're extremely orange. Not a fan.
Not a fan.
What went wrong here?
Well, this is one of those products where the cooking times on this are absolutely wrong. When I brought this home myself, I cooked it as per the time instructions, and I had to almost double it to get these actually crispy because for some reason, butternut squash, maybe it holds a lot of water. It's very wet.
I think it must.
But I could not get these to fry, no matter how hard my air fryer was working its little buns off to try to get these crispy.
I love how you like do like an air fryer dance to show the air fryer working. Do it again.
But I even have an air fryer oven. So I had it like in the big boy and I was like, all right, you guys are going to get crispy. I'm not even putting you in the baby air fryer. And it took, I must have had them in there for like 25 minutes to get them crispy. And I'm like, that's wild. For you know how 25 minutes in the
air fryer is a lot. Yeah, you'll get like beef jerky in 25 minutes. But like texture aside, they don't taste good.
They don't.
So, but you said the butternut mac and cheese, not in ball form.
Right.
In free form.
Yes.
Is a winner.
Yep.
So what happened? Does it taste like this?
It does not. It does not. They did not repeat the sauce. They definitely did a new sauce for this.
So they changed something.
Absolutely. And like I told you that they wanted this to be a pumpkin heavy product and it wasn't working out in the test kitchen. And then they switched to butternut squash. So
I want to taste it again to kind of let's break down what's going wrong here. It's not that it's bad. Again, it's edible. I'd put it under the category edible. But I mean, I think we can do better than edible in life, right?
It's just not something you'd want to keep putting in your mouth.
It just doesn't taste great.
No.
Not bad, but just meh. Is it a go or a trader no?
It's a trader no.
Yeah, I would say this is a trader no too. Okay, so we've now gone through everything. So most of this stuff was very heavy on the pumpkin. So what's your verdict? Does pumpkin spice really need to be in everything or do we need to dial back the pumpkin a little bit?
I think we should dial back the pumpkin a lot and then really take a hard look at what other fall flavors that we could feature and magnify.
Apple is undervalued.
Apple. Hello. Apple cinnamon. And like, what are those? Apple cider donuts?
Apple cider. We could do apple. What are some other fall flavors
maple.
That need more love? Maple.
Maple. Maple's
I agree.
Bomb. Maple, cinnamon, cardamom. Let's get fun. Let's
yes.
get funky.
Yes. I'm all about
pumpkin
it.
Pumpkin is bland. It's tired.
We're over the pumpkin. It's time for an apple cider revolution.
Yes. Maybe so, next year everything will be apple cider.
Maybe they'll listen to this and they'll take our guidance. What did we agree on? We agreed on the
pretzels, Mara.
The pretzels are the winner. The pretzels are the MVP of this tasting session. If you take nothing else from this episode, take the fact that you need to run, not walk, to get these pumpkin spice pretzels. Thank you, Madeline, as always, for putting this list together, recommending these products, testing so much stuff. Tell me about all of the different ways people can find you and find your product reviews.
Thank you so much. You can find me over on Instagram at Trader Jolene. I'm also on TikTok at Trader Jolene. And then TraderJolene.com is my website. You can find me there.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mara.
That was fun. Looking for a product mentioned on the Trend Reporter? Check out our Amazon page to shop the show. Also, check out my Instagram and YouTube for more beauty and wellness coverage, including tutorials, fun photos, some reels, and much more. Links in the show notes. The Trend Reporter is a production of iHeartRadio. For more shows from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.